Mitzad echad it says shalchoy at the roya, but at the roya shalachirim. You're going nachri. Chometz of a goy. Rav Acher ben Yaakov holds on that chavtes. You're allowed to eat chometz of a goy. Ask the kach. We don't pass like Rav Acher ben Yaakov. There's technical problems. Every time you eat it, you kind of eat the stomach. But even if not, papi shmai, if you would eat chometz of a goy. Over Bal Yuroa, the fact that chometz is so usher, mistama, the time of the crows, that you shouldn't come to eat it, but that the Torah wants that the chometz should be atke dekach, that you shouldn't even be Bal Yuroa, but not on chometz of a goy. You know, thinking out loud, if you hold Malik Rabachar by Yaakov, so if you would eat chometz of a goy, you would be chayiv, so there should be Bal Yuroa. If the reason of Bal Yuroa is you shouldn't come to eat it, okay, I thought. But Rakapanim said that if it's a chometz of a goy, it's not a problem. The Gemara made an Asik according to Rava, that maybe Amol, a goy, if it's kovish tachas yotcha, then maybe you should be over. We before know, you're never over. If it's without Kabbalah Sacharias, even if it's kovish tachas yotcha, you're not over. Why would I think kovish tachas yotcha is a problem? Then Mr. Tosis asks, in Kolot Erekula, Degoncha, Bebeischa, Sotcha, we never made a traska, Zasort Matzah. It could be vaiter. It's because of the Shema Yavi La'achloi. It's a local bar over here. Shema Yavi La'achloi. But we say no. Chometz of a goy, even if it's a goy that's shori imoch and kavush tachas yotcha, if you were in the Kabbal Achrayis, we're going to soon get that sticker in the Kuda, there's no problem about Yiroh. And with stomach, there's no tashbisu, there's no bal yavati, there's no that whole package is not there. No leisishchat, the whole thing. Over mitzat sheni, pum fakert shtey, lo yimotzei, yochol, the Kabbal pigdoinis ben anochri. I would think you could. No, tamalei, you can't. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? But you just said you could have chametz of a goy, and that's the headline. Had the kabbalah le'achrayis, had the kabbalah le'achrayis. What does it mean? Kabbalah le'achrayis, klar mefurish in the Rishonim, a big machlokes, a rosh, the bahag, the re. There's a steer in Rashi about it. We have to still talk about a big fatum on this. What's the kabbalah le'achrayis? Are we talking about kabbalah le'achrayis of oinsin, meaning the whole farnem, a shoyel is kolan a shaloi is chayiv oinsin. It's mamish considered his. It's his list chayiv oinsin by a gazlan. We're going to soon get the Gazlan. When a Gazlan steals something, we say it's as if it's his. He's chayiv in Oinsin. Somebody showing him talk a hole. The only time we have this din of Kabbalah Sacharayis is only to Oinsin. The Haim, if the guy gives you the chametz, and you say, according to this Shita, I'm a Kabbalah Sacharayis, that if there's a Pshi, I'll pay you back. If there's a Ganei, even I'll pay you back. But unless it's Oinus Gomer. If it's Oinus Gomer, I won't pay you back. And there's a Shita that says, still, you're not over. You're not over. It's only if your mamish take the whole farnem, that you're totally taking it under your. It's on you. It's on you, yeah. Achrayis, a lie. That's what Achrayis is, a lie. Mi'idach Yisa, all the way at the other end of the spectrum, you have Rishonim that say that as long as you accept the Pshia, that's already it's your Achrayis. And then the middle Shita was, if you accept the Achrayis of Gneiva Vaveda, and we said a title, someone asked it today, I want to bring out an Akuda. We said, what's the pshat? The pshat that you need oinus is because he holds the achrayis of the alis sugya means the chiddush of this sugya that when you makabel achrayis, it's as if it's yours. It's the full package. The shita that says even shia, fakir, any abi an achrayis, alaza. But what's the pshat of the middle shita? You have to be makabel gnei vaved. What's the taich? So we said because pshia is not a part of achrayis. Pshia is midin mazik. Pshia is midin mazik. All life say pshia midin mazik. So let's start with a klutz kashya. Yeah? If someone's mazik, a goy's chametz on Pesach, what's the din?
Not by you.
A guy goes into a goy's house and he's mazik the goy's chametz. You have to pay the goy first of all? You're mazik. Assuming if you're mazik a goy, you also have to pay. So someone asks me, says, it's goyrim l'momen. It's goyrim l'momen. You hear? It's goyrim l'momen. You have a pen and paper? What do you have over
here? You just mentioned about
Christ. You have a birthday, so.
Why does there have to be
it's a secret.
Why does
there
have to be specific?
I just explained. One shita is.
No,
I
let me explain. There can be all the different.
Not can be. I'm telling you, the different shitas in the Rishonim. And the Rishonim that hold the only chai when it's oinus. Because they hold until it's a lie. Until the entire farnem of the achrayis is yours, you're not chai. The other shita holds abi and achrayis, and then I said lecher the shverest shita to be mazver is the middle shita. So I said, the middle shita also holds any achrayis, but he holds pshia. Pshia is not a part of achrayis. Pshia is within mazik. And now I got to the klutz kasha that I want to handle. If a person, what? No. Where was the guy from Albuquerque? What was he talking about?
Yeah, Albuquerque.
Okay.
can also say Yitzchak Mitzvah Shkoy. Now we're asking the question of just being Masik.
One second. A Yitzchak Mitzvah, if you're Masik, a Yitzchak Mitzvah, you're not Chayv to pay, because it's Yisuri Hana. Even if he's a Chloini, and he's eating the Chametz, and you're Masik is Chametz, you don't have to pay. You're Masik a Goy. You're Masik a Goy Chametz. You have to pay. So someone says, when you're Masik is Chametz, you're all your while you're off. Goyer in the moment. You have to pay. Goyer in the moment. Not such a concept. Let's think about it. The Gemara says, and we started this yesterday, there's a combo of two factors over here. That you will makabel achrayis, and that it's goyer in the moment. Lamashal, we spoke about a mechudish tikka musig. It's a dover mechudish. I'm going to insist on it again. I want to talk about it still. If a person's makabel achrayis with no money, he says, I'm not going to pay you, even if it's a cheap. I'm not refunding you back, but I'm taking achrayis. Are you talking that on such a kabbalah achrayis, you're also chayv for chametz? That he's going to take achrayis. He's going to make sure nothing happens to it. If it does, he'll say, I'm sorry. You're about your own on such a chametz? Saying, there's a three-way machlaikit to shine him if you need kabbalah achrayis of Pshia. Yeah, we set it up. Pshia, Gneva, Veda. What about no money at all? But I'm taking achrayis. I will profusely apologize if I batch up. You all about your own? Possibly. The Goyim was muttering if there's such a concept. Okay. At the other end, we have Anos. What's Anos the Rambam? Terek Dala, Alokha Dala, Tzuchnor, Simitav Men. He brings the Yeshokim, the Rambam, and the Raiva, the Machaber brings. No achrayis at all, but you know that the guy's going to take money. So there's money. There's goyer in the moment. So when your mazik is also goyer in the moment. Now, on one hand, the Gemara says the yisoid is kabbalas achrayis. At the other hand, the Gemara says it's totally goyer in the moment. So it's a mix of both. It's taka mix of both, maybe. But let's talk about for 2 minutes about goyer in the moment. Introducing. There's a sugya called dover ha-goyer in the moment. It has nothing to do with chametz. It has nothing to do with pesach. It has nothing to do with the gedarim of our sugya. It's a Yisoy God, it's a Machlekes Tanoim, Rav Shimon Bayechoy, and the Rabbanon. For a minute, let's talk about that. And the Makar for that, don't try this, it's not from Chametz. It's a Svar, it's Allah Chomach Vesina, it's basics. What's the Yisoy? Rav Shimon Bayechoy holds? A person's Makdash a carbon. A person's Makdash a carbon. After he's Makdash, with Harei Alai, Harei Zu. And, so now it's not his carbon, it belongs to him as Beth, you have to bring Makdash on his Beth. Rav Shimon says it's considered yours. It's considered yours, Benigeya, that if someone is Mazik, he has to pay you. It's not yours, you weren't Mazik, your thing. Mazik Hektish. No, but he caused you a gram of mamani. You don't have to go. How much you have to pay him? This behemoth, let me ask you something. You said Harei Alai to bring a carbon. You didn't say even which kind. You didn't say buck or keves. So you could bring an oif, okay? Even if you said Harei Alai behemoth, you could bring a little shepsla. How much cost a little shepsla? $200. You said, I realize the hema, oil. Then you took a fancy $10,000 cow, I raised the oil. Guy comes and smashes it. How much does he have to pay?
Smaller. Yes? Replacement cost.
What?
Replacement cost.
Of the alai or of the zoo?
Well, he's now a shuyif to replace it with a new car.
But say, but he can make a $200 shepsla. Yeah. He said, I raised zoo.
Yeah.
He said, I realize carbon.
So if he has to bring another nice one.
Yeah, you know, okay. Huh? What? He said oil. No, shlomim b'chlal, you can be mazik the guy because he had basar to eat from it. I don't think he was eating oil. It's goyim l'mamin, but which mamin? You know, we cleared that by Anos yesterday. In all honesty, the Anos comes in and puts down $500 worth of chametz. And he looks at him and says, you're not being makabel achrayis. No, not even that. Rabbi Yosef Berg is makabel achrayis, but I'm sorry. No. But I'm telling you, if I come back here and I'm not here, so we said yesterday there could be a few options. I'll kill you, or break is breaking your knees. What if, I'm very serious, he says this is $500 worth of chametz. He tells you, this is $500 worth of chametz. If this is not here when I come back, you're paying me $100. And the alternative is $100. He says, if you're not coming back, it's not here, $10,000. How much do I have to pay him with the Rambam? No, how much you have to pay him is if you don't want your knees broken. But so what am I planning, Benson? I'm planning the moment. How much is the goyim l'mamin over here? Or b'chal, if he says, if this is not here when I come back, you have to pay me $10,000, I have it sad. This, you want to hear a chiddush, I'll tell you a chiddush. You're not going to be able to buy your own in that case. Because it has nothing to do with the chametz. It's only if his companions to reimburse him for the value of the chametz. If the Adam Blue says, if this $500 chametz is not here when I come back, I'll break your knees. Or I'm going to take $10,000 from you. I'll blow up your house. I'll take your house. You're not over value wrong. You're not over value wrong. You're over value wrong if he says, you're going to reimburse me for the chametz. For the price. If it's a no, you're not over. It's like a kedusha. I'm asking. You're asking? What? What's side of the chiddush? The partial chat is that you are over. Whether he asks for more or less. As long as he asks for a proof, door, and he asks for $10,000, and if he doesn't, he's going to damage, he's going to break, he's going to smash your house. He's not going to take, he's going to smash, he's going to massacre. He's going to damage, he's going to ruin, he's going to blow up your house. Value raw? You're going to value raw? What? Like, you must say, no, you hold it to Gila. Oh, no.
I mean, the house
okay.
The same.
Very good.
The house is the same thing as I'm sorry. Nothing new happens.
But it's moment.
No.
House is not, I'm sorry. House is 1.3 million checks. Pending where? I don't know. I'm starting to open up. I'm trying to get there. Now, let's talk for 1 minute about the classic original Garden Lamamon. A carbon, you mazik the guy's carbon. He said, Hare alai, bring a carbon. He then took this fancy cow. He said, Hare su, on this fancy cow. You go and smash that. And now it's Garden Lamamon to pay him what? A shepsel or a whole cow? Another case is when you have a shara nisla, which is a suri hala. This is a fascinating thing. You're a shomer for, it's a whole complex case in Baba Kama. You're a shomer for a shara nisla. And the truth is a shara nisla is not worth anything. To the ganz of el, it's not worth anything because it's mechayiv to viskila. To the shomer, it's worth. Because if the shomer says Herschel is Rosh HaTevis, Hareshel Cholofanech. And if the shomer returns it as is, it's Hareshel Cholofanech. If he's not able to do Herschel because the shara nisla is gone, he now has to pay you back for the shark. If you go destroy that shark, you're mechuyev to pay the shiner. If you hold according to the man the yom adavar gur and l'mamon kamamon dami, you have to pay him because he says, "What do you have to pay me? It's worth nothing." He says, "No, to you it was worth. It was an opposite of money. It was gur and l'mamon." You have to see the singing of Baba Kama. The Gemara says that's another example. The Gemara then goes and says, "Gonaf chametz." A person steals chametz before Pesach. He could return it after Pesach. And he says, HaReshah Cholofanach, even though it's Chom Shavu Lov Zepesach, if it's Be'en, he can say HaReshah Cholofanach, Herschel. And if someone else ruins it, he's ruining something that's Asar Avno. But he's ruining it for that guy. That's Goyrim L'mamet. That's once again, that's Goyrim L'mamet. To him it's money. To him it's money. If someone is Masik, if the Goslin could say, hey, you just ruined something, but he says, that's not worth anything. To me it's worth, because if it would be Be'en, I'd be able to say Herschel. And if it's not, then I can't. You just ruined that for me. That's the classic case. Those are the classic cases of Gerd and Lamon Kamamani. Now, when it gets started.
Rebbe, if at the time of borrowing was a short iskal already, that's different.
It's that you have to see. That's the details you have to see in Baba Kama and Mehia with it. Now, plug this into our sugyo, and it's a very shverish shock with the tire, Ha Micha. If you'll be my niyach to do this now. There's two tzadim in the Gemara. The Gemara has its tzad, Ad Kedei Kach, that if you hold Dover HaGoyrim L'mamen K'mamen Dami, you taka don't need the whole sugi here. It's Pasha that you're over. And for the record, I speak out of Taz and other Achranim they want to say, that Avada, when I my slip of the tongue here, Avada this Val Yiro and Val Yimotzei and Taz Bishu and the whole thing. It's Goyrim L'mamen K'mamen Dami. You don't need a pasha. It's basics. The whole sugi is only going according to the Mandam of Dover HaGoyrim Lav K'mamen Dami. But then the Gemara says no. We could be going even according to the Mamadam, the Gurl Mam Kamamadam. Maybe we're Dafka going according to the Mamadam. But even in Dabra Gurl Mam Kamamadam, the Gemara says a fascinating thing. Dafka when it's Be'en. I'm sorry, Dafka when it's not Be'en. You ruin something, and the guy says, yeah, but I ruined something that was Yisur Hanok, it was a Shahar Niskal, it was Chametz. It was a carbon, it wasn't yours. What's your problem? Yeah, it was a carbon, it was Shahar Niskal, it was a Suri Hanok, it was a Chametz. But to me, it was worth. I could pay back the Nixal, I could bring back, I don't have to be marked from a different Shabbos Lachach as a carbon now. So to me, it was. So in all those cases, because it wasn't the end. But think about it, says the Gemara. A guy gave you chametz before Pesach. Gerade, everything went smooth, and after Pesach, you returned it. Were you over in hindsight in the past 8 days over Pesach? No. I would have thought. Because it wasn't, Baruch Hashem, it wasn't Goyim Lamamin. It was a guy's chametz. He gave it to me. I took Achrayis. We made a whole star. It's going to be Achrayis. I made a kinyan. It was klar. Even for Einstein, I'm going to pay him if didn't happen. And everything's good. And that's why you need a bazundra kamash malon, a special din of la yimotze. And we ended yesterday, and now we're getting started. And what would be Rachman al-Islam if in this Havamina, that the Sakinodin of Layyim Atzif it's been. But what would be Rachman al-Islam if on Cholamoyed it suddenly disappears? Or on Lag Boimer, you suddenly burnt it? So now I'm afraid you were over? Maybe. But Akapanim calls man that it's been, it's not a problem. Frek the Ksois, b'shem his son, Rav Yosef Beirish, Shakoyim. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Mamish at the end of Masech to Sanhedrin. Irani Dachas, everything that belongs to anyone in the Irani Dachas has to totally get ruined, killed, destroyed, blown up, everything. What if someone in the Irani Dachas has a carbon? A few days before, he was Makdash of Behem as a carbon. Who does the carbon belong to? The Mizbeach. Now again, this is the rule. Anything that belongs to someone in the Irani Dachas is destroyed. Anything that belongs to someone not in the Irani Dachas, it's in the Irani Dachas, but it belongs to someone not in the Irani Dachas? Oh, so that's also in the Sugya Sanhedrin. If a Pliny Almoini of the Irani Dachas has an item that belongs to someone not from the Irani Dachas, but he has a Chrayas, or Fakert, someone not from the Irani Dachas has an item that he took a Chrayas on from someone in the Irani Dachas. What's the Kedeya? Now, before I confuse you yet, are you going to Esrog or not if you have an Esrog that doesn't belong to you but you took a Chrayas on? My Esrog is not Lachem. Okay, so can we stop being consistent about when we say things are working out over here? So there's a whole balagan about Irani Dachas, if it's a Chrayas from the other guy, not going. But then, the Gemara says, what about a carbon? Says the Gemara, you kill the carbon, you kill the Behem. It belongs to a member of the Irani Dachas, it belongs to Pliny Almoini, frek the Gemara. But it doesn't belong to Pliny Almoini. It belongs to the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, last I checked, was not one of the members of the Irani Dachas. So why do you kill the Behem? And for the Gemara, is it? Hamani Rav Shimon Bar Yechui. Rav Shimon holds. Dabar Long Kamamu. The Behemoth Ben. Behemoth Ben. Frek Rav Yosef Beir Shakoyin. The Gemara says in Pesach and Davov that the whole Svar of Dabar Gamu Mamu Kamamu Dami is afterwards not Ben. But Kozman that it's Ben, it's not Kamamu Dami yet. So right now this Behemoth belongs to the Mizbeach. Why are you killing it, Rav Shimon? That's the Kasha. Another kasha. I'm trying to say Rabbi Yosef Beir Shakoyin's kasha. That's what I'm trying to do. What? Rabbi Yosef Beir Shakoyin is asking if the Gemara says in Sochem, like the second lashon, that if you hold guard on a moment dummy when it's ben, it's not happening. It's only after it's not ben. Over here, the behem is ben. So you know what? If it's tula shoynus and they argue with each other, you can be yeshivish. Maybe the Gemara's head is going with the first lashon, like the hanicha. That was the in parentheses. But
it's
something.
It's so good to make it not bad.
I know, but listen, I have 7 terutzim over here. I don't know, maybe we'll have to check. Actually, 6. 5 is blank over here. Okay, 6 terutzim. I'm saying Rabbi Yosef Beir Shakoyin's kasha. Now, yesterday we said a teretz. We said a teretz yesterday. Did you know that maybe when the Gemara says over here, this is fascinating, I would have thought that Dover Agar of the moment, Kamama doesn't apply when it's the end. Kamash Malon, Lo Yimotze. What's Kamash Malon, Lo Yimotze? A local din Hilchas Chometz, that by Chometz, even though it's the end, it's Kilo, what's going on, but it's not. Oh no, maybe Boker Tov. This is a Giloy that we tack applied over Garden of Mamma Kamama Domin Kalatara Kulo, even when it is Ben. Now don't fall into the trap. Is there anyone that holds that the entire concept of Dover Garden of Mamma Kamama Domin is learned that from Lo Yimotze? No. Rav Shimon's sheet of Dover Garden of Mamma Kamama Domin Kvoy Dibun Kvoy Munach is not learned that from Lo Yimotze. It's from Halacha Meshpsini, as far as it's based. Over a Knech, Efshia. And Efshia, that's one of the first 7 Trutzim here. That. You talk right, it would have been happening that you don't say double regard the mom came on with when it's the end. That's what I would have thought. Lo Yimotze by Pesach is teaching me not only a local din in Lo Yimotze by Pesach. It's saying, God, your mom applies even when it is banned. Enough. Lo Yimotze, state that you're killing the carbon in the early dachas. Only like the man that is double regard the mom came on. Another example is that if this behemoth, this carbon is mazik others, it says that the owner of the carbon has to pay. Why does he have to pay? It's still banned. The behemoth is still banned. Why do you pay for the damages? If they sefta, why do you pay for the damages? Another shayla, I saw the Achronim bring. Esav, chala, hafrashas chala. If it's an Esav of a guy, you're not chayvim chala. What if it's an Esav of a guy, but a yid was makabel achrayis? And the Esav still be'en. The Esav still be'en. Is there a din of that? Is it not a gemara? A Marit al-Ghazi. Marit al-Ghazi. Marit al-Ghazi says, chayvim hafrashas chala. Dabar regar l'mam and kemam and dam. But I thought the gemara says, you don't say dabar regar l'mam and kemam and dam, you understand? It's the enemy. So again, maybe it's a giloy. But if it's not a giloy, I want to restart. What could be the pshat? That by a behema in Eir Nidachas, we kill it because of Dabar Agar and Mamkim Amidami. An Isa in Afrash Eschala, Yemaf Eschala, when it's a yid, has a cry from a god. If the behema is mazik, you pay. But on the other hand, there's a did. It's be'en. If not for Lo you wouldn't have to pay. Says the Arsameach, a meiridik alam de shavart. Everything in the world has a chefza and a shavius. Chametz is a chefza. What's the chefza of chametz? Chametz. How much is it worth? Well, it depends what it is. Blue label, red label, whatever it's worth. To be over Lo Yimotzeh, it has to be chametz. When someone owns chametz, genuine, he owns chametz. Reuven is the proud owner of this chametz. Who owns the chametz? Reuven. When there's a guy who owns chametz and Reuven took achrayus, and there's a lumbus over there, it's goyer in the moment because he took the achrayus. So, what does Reuven own? The chetz of the chametz or the monetary value of the chametz? If you don't mind, I will say, does he own the dough? Or does he just own the dough? What?
He owns the
stake.
He has a stake.
I know, but in the Heft of Chametz, says the Ur Sameach, the lumbus of Dover Agarim Lamam and Kimam and Dami. I didn't get it. You'll tell me after. Says the Ur Sameach, when we say a Shpitz lumbus of Dover Agarim Lamam and Kimam and Dami, when it's not the end, then you really own the thing alone, but when it's the end, you own the money of it, but not the zachalei. In Eir Nidachas, okay, so it's not a cow. So it's $200. That also you destroy by Eir Nidachas. So it's not a cow, but it damaged something. You have to pay for its damage. By a frosh eschala, I'm mamish nesupik. You only mamish eschala if the dough is yours or if the dough is yours. I don't know. But by chametz, if you don't own the chametz, you only own the mominess of the chametz. I have here a chametz. Who owns the chametz? A goy. What does the yid have? What stake does the yid have in the chametz? A chrayis. It spells a vector. Holds on that it's the end. What does he own? The mominess of it. You don't have to destroy mominess of chametz. You only have to destroy chametz of chametz. That's the arsameh. Kamashlon, you do. Kamashlon, a local vart in chametz. But not a gilin. I'm going now, not a gilin called terapula. It's a local vart in chametz. That's the mahalach of the arsameh. Yeah? That's for sure what the Gemara is saying, but we're up to the next stage where the Gemara says that Gerim Lamam doesn't apply when it's the end. Okay.
But it's a Hakman or that's
Pshat? No, it is the Pshat. It is the Pshat. Only when it's Gerim Lamam. We're going in the second Lashon, only when it's Gerim Lamam. And there's a golden rule that a Gerim Lamam is only when it's not the end. And I'm quoting you four other places where we saw even when it is the end. There's another Mahalach that's from Reb Chaim Oizer in Achiezer. And Bidoy Malazesh state in the Sefer Miginze Hagrach, there's a difference between Achrayis of a Shoimer and Achrayis by Kutchin. Achrayis by Kutchin, this guy woke up one day and said, Harei Alai to bring a carbon. The minute he said, Harei Alai to bring a carbon, the Achrayis that he has to bring a carbon, for the Gedarm of carbon, we don't care if it's the end or not the end. That Achrayis is already set and is rolling, and therefore, even if it's the end, Eir Nidachas, fill in the blank, it will be considered achrayis that it's considered his. I'm not going down with the Arsameach snakes, if the money's his or the chetz is his. It's a different thing. There's a chiluk between the achrayis of neder and the achrayis of what's called. I want to skip a few pratim and go on to another Indian. Not another Indian, it was in the system. Wow. You know what? Let's start from a different angle. If a person steals chametz, basic question, basics, Rabbi say basics. Reuven steals Shimon's chametz before Pesach. Reuven steals Shimon's chametz. Where's the chametz on Pesach? In Reuven's house. Now, according to the Gra, Bechlal, you're always over Bal Yirah on Yiddish chametz, but not like the Gra. Who's over when there's a Gazlan and a Nigzal? Yeah, are we clear? Gazlan and Nigzal, who's over Bal Yirah? There's Rishonim that say, it's a takeoff of what we said by Maskev Soicher, but I can quote you a Ramami Sarkasta in Baba Kama Tzadiches, if you want someone to quote. The Ramami Sarkasta, as quoted, says, no one is like a Bal Yirah. The Gazlan is not like a Bal Yirah. Why not? It's his chametz. Why is he not like a Bal Yirah? The Gazlan. The Gazlan is not, it's Ein Shaloi. And the Nigzal? Who cares if it's not Pashusa? You're not over on chametz if it's not Pashusa? So we'll talk about that on Tuesday. Fine? There's a but again, the Ramami Sarkasta holds. One second. The Olam is familiar that technically, potentially, maybe find me a name. By Gazlan and Nigzel, I can have Fort Stodden. Who's out of Bal Yira? The Gazlan and Nigzel both neither, right? You can do that? Yeah, it's for Olam, yeah? But the Ramah Mr. Kasta says, who's Iver? Nobody. Why is the Gazlan not Iver? Ain't a Shaloi. Why is the Nigzel not Iver? Now, here's the bomb kasha. The Gazlan, if the Gazlan, after Pesach, if the Chometz is banned, could he return you that Chometz?
Hershon.
If it's not the end, could he give you different chametz of Rolov Tzepesach? Chutzpah, of course not. What does he have to pay you? Well, besides the kefir, no. No, he sold it for Pesach. He stole it before Pesach. If he sold it on Pesach, another shmuz. Nice.
The value of it.
He has to pay. Now, if it's the end, he pulls a hershon. He has a stake in the hershon. Yeah, that's good. Stake in the hershon. Okay. So why is he not even Bali Roy? It's Gerdin Lamamin. You hear what I'm asking? If he would have it banned, he would return it to the Nigzal. Now that he doesn't have it banned, Spitz classic Gerdin Lamamin. Right now it is banned, but we saw that even when it is banned, it's Gerdin. Why is the Ramami Sarkasta say that the Gazlan is not like a Bali Rock because it's not his? I know it's not his, but it's Kibal Achrai, it's Gerdin Lamamin. Come on, dummy. Mamish, Gnoi. He's hiding an Einstein if you would ask. Did you ask? Yeah? So why is the Gazlan not over? Bomb Kasha. To answer this Kasha, the Ramami Sarkasta, I want to backtrack one or two steps. For the Olam HaTorah over here, I want to celebrate a few important insights. A Yid has a different Yid's Chametz. Everyone knows, we quoted this a dozen times, Halacha Shechad Arach Simit Tafman Gimel Sif Beis. What are you supposed to do when a Yid has another Yid's Chametz? So if it's still early in the morning at Erev Pesach, try to sell it, figure out what to do with it. As it comes crunch time, in the fifth hour, still sell it to a guy. After that, you have to take it out and destroy it. Why do you have to destroy it? Why is it your problem? So the Gra and the Tzlach and the whole Machana say, you're right about your own, someone else's chametz. What does the other Machana say? The Mogen Avraham, I want to talk about the Mogen Avraham. He holds you not right about your own when it's not your chametz, but he says you have to call Yisrael and Regmazel Zeh. You have to take care of the other Yitz chametz. Says the Mogen Avraham, what was the best planned solution? What should you have done at 9 o'clock in the morning? Sell it to a guy. Get money, and when the guy comes after Pesach, he says, here's money I got out of your chametz. He says, why'd you sell it? He says, Tiddy, why did I sell it? Otherwise, you would have nothing. I got you money. He didn't sell it. Comes crunch time, 11 o'clock. Blumenkrantz's book says, yeah, he burns the chametz. Says the Mogen Avraham, when it comes after Pesach, he has to pay. He has to pay back to the other Yid. Why? He buys stuff, he should have sold it. What's the Mogen Avraham going on? The guy took a chrayis? What's the case over there? Let me quote you something. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Yisrael shahayim yodhi chemtash and Yisrael akar b'pikadoy. Ya'akvenu achar chamishas. Loi babaylev yim kerenu la'akam. Loi machroi chayiv levaroi. Afilu am eilai chayiv achroi, you say. Zok the grot, because you have a different yitz chum. Zok the Magen Avraham, help another yid. Add the Magen Avraham. And if you didn't sell it and then you haka burnt it, if it's ban, do a hershel. If it's not ban, you gotta pay him. Why do you gotta pay him? It wasn't achrayis. The Machaber says it first. Afilu eilai chayiv achroi, you say. No, but he wasn't even a Shemachinim. Excellent, one second. The Lashon of the Machaber was Yisrael that has another Chametz of Yisrael. Hold it till the fifth hour. If not, sell it. If not, destroy it. Even if you have no Achrayis, that's the whole point, because it's not of a Goy, it's of another Yid, you chayiv even if there's no Achrayis. Yisrael, why? Either the Groy, you chayiv on Yisrael Acher, or help another Yid. The Velt says, as I say, some Seifer and Hagoy, and Shulchan Aruch, and many Achrayim, that's what the Velt is on. The Magen Avraham is only going in the case when there was a price. Even though it's true that you have to destroy it even when there's no price. Over the Mogen Avraham's deal that you have to pay him back, right, because you botched up, is only when you did have a price. And all the Achrayim go to town on this Mogen Avraham that it's not true. There's an Evan Oizer and a Chok Yaakov. And they pull off that up. It's not true. First of all, you're allowed to say Herschel. And even if you're not going to do Herschel when it's not Ben, it's not your problem. You know why it's not your problem? Why didn't he take care of it? Do you have the case once again? It was Reuven the Yisrael had chametz of Shimon the Yisrael. And we're talking about what Reuven should have done at 9 o'clock, and what Reuven should have done at 10 o'clock, and Reuven did it at 11 o'clock, and then he didn't, so he burnt it, and he said, hey, Shimon, why didn't you, what should he have done? He wasn't there. What should he have done? What? He should have done Bittel. He should have sold it with a king of Sunder, he tells them wherever my chametz is, yeah? So that's part of what the Chareim say, the Chok Yaakov, and they say, why is it this problem? Naniach, physically, Shimon's not around, so Reuven is burning it for Shimon. But they're also saying, you're fatayin to me, why I didn't pay you back, why I didn't... So it's a whole trust, there's a lot of details, I want to skip most of them, and I want to get down to this Nekuda. The Achrayim want to say that you're not chayiv to pay. What about the fact that you have a chrayis? So it goes back now to our Gazlan Kasha. And I want to say, avart l'gabi the Gazlan, And it's a very, very shvera edel and akuda, but I want to make it clear. And then I want to see if we can apply this yisayi to a few other repercussions. Let me explain you something. Our sugya, on one hand it says, you know, the case with the soldier, so you have to remember, it's that case also. A yid baked pita because he was told instructions, this is for the goyim, and then Rabbi said, get it out of the house. Because it's a kabbalah sachrayis. On one hand, it's kabbalah sachrayis. On the other hand, it's goyim mamon. On the other hand, it has to still be the end, it's not the end. We're factoring in the sugya. So the shaila is like this. When everything is set in motion, you took a chrayis even ba'oinsin, and you took a chrayis, and if it would not be the end, you would have to pay him back. So that's called, it's considered it's yours. It's chametz of a nochri. Keep a little bit of chrayis. It's as if the chametz is yours. We had a whole talk from the arsameh. It's as if that the dough is yours, or just that the dough of the dough is yours. Well, no, that the dough, the chametz itself, not just the mamonis, not just the dollar sign of it, the shabbos of it. The zach alein, right? Everything is a chetz and a shabbos. The shabbos alein is yours, or even the chetz is yours. Let me ask something. When a guy steals chametz before Pesach, the minute he steals the chametz, he's chayif to pay you now because he stole. Not because he's an owner of the chetz. Not of the chetz, he's a gazlan. It happens to be. It's technical, I'm not denying it. If it's the end, he can pull a hershel. And if it's not the end, those are facts of life. If it's not, then he won't be able to pull a hershel. Hareshel chol fanecha. If you can pull a Herschel, so then you're good to go. If you can't, so you have to pay. But it's not that you have, you're invested into the etzem chetza of the moment. Even by the Geneva. And I want to give you a few other examples. A guy borrowed money. A guy borrowed money. Yeah, Afak became. One second, let me tell you guys. A guy borrowed money. A guy borrowed money from a guy, and he told the guy.
It's not racial chalafanecha, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and it's not hershel.
Right.
It's an other zah.
And therefore?
You are chai from mitzvah d'oraisa to pay back. It's not
how much is the chametz that you stole, how much was it worth? No. Avad et achi, Pesach said, the chametz that you stole, how much was it worth? $200. Now that it became Pesach, it became Surah, how much is it worth? Zero. And Afa became when it's the end. If you have that original chametz, you can give it back then. That's called hershel. One second. If you don't have that hershel, can you give them with chutzpah a different chametz level of chesed? No. The same one, another blue label bottle that you got from the same James Richardson, who's the chutzpah that he didn't sell his chametz for, he never does. Yeah? No, right? You can't switch the bottles.
Does he?
That hershel. That's the hershel. That's it. It's the hershel, but it's the hershel. One second. I want to talk about halva. A guy borrowed money from a guy. The guy said, I want a mashkin. He said, I'll give you a mashkin. Gives him a mashkin. A blue label. Where was the chametz the whole Pesach? By the guy. State in the Gemara later on, the Flamed Aleph, we're learning at Elzman. He bought the chametz was by the guy, and it was as a mashkin. So it's not chametz Elzman's Pesach. It's a guy's chametz. One second. I don't care whose fault it is. If for some reason that blue label disappeared from the guy drank it, a different thing came, a tornado. If it's the end, the Yisrael doesn't have to pay back the loan. He says, I gave you a mashkin. If the mashkin is gone, the Yisrael does have to pay. No, it's Goyim Lamamim. Why is it not Bal Yiro? Why is it not Chametz of Pesach? It's Goyim Lamamim. And again, it's the same chah. The Yid over there, why does he owe the money? He owes the money because he borrowed. He borrowed cash. He gave a mashkin of Chametz. His chiyuv is not invested into that chefza. His chiyuv is because he's a gazlan. His chiyuv is because he borrowed money. I'll give you another example. I'm sorry, but I'll give you another example. Mishnah Daf Mem Vav, there's a dough rising. In a few minutes, it's going to be chametz. It's tameh. You want to bake it, but you have to be mafresh challah. If you're mafresh challah, so you're going to have 1/24 of challah, you have another 23 rolls, and then you'll be able to bake. Eichel nefesh an yantith. But what's going to be with the challah one? And it's challah tameh, so it has no value to anyone. And to burn it on Yom Tif, it's not, it's us to make a fire on Yom Tif. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Sugi there has a few solutions. Put it in cold water, bake all of them, and then you'll decide afterwards, Yesh Breder, which one is the challah. And Rabbi Yosef really comes with the Einfal. He says, no, let it rise. What? Just the challah, meaning bake the other 23. Do a Hafrosh Haschallah. Let the Hafrosh Haschallah rise and turn it to chametz. Loi zuhi chametz sha'ivar alev al yirah, explains Rashi. Because Bal Yiro shalcha yat the roya v'zu, loy shalcha, V'loy shel chavercha. Ayat HaKayin, we explain. What? The Shevet Kahuna is not Shulcha. Do you know that by a first chal, if the chal is gone, you have to reimburse the kohen with a different piece? So you have a chrayis. You have a chrayis. Keep all the chrayis. Goyim l'mamin. Teretz is vayter. You have a chiyuv of chala. It's not the chetz alein. I saw another case. You're right, but it's not pashut. On Tuesday, we're going to talk about how much keep all the chrayis. It's not in your shus. I want to talk about another. Wow. Crazy story. A guy sold his chametz. Some people only sell the blias and the kalim. They don't sell chametz gomer. If there's blias of chametz in their pots, some people mistakenly sell their pots, and it's a mistake because they have to be paid all the kalim, and some people sell their whole house, and they just put resistance up again. And that's, we'll talk about that different time. But there's a guy that sold mamash chametz gomer. He had a whole machsan. Thousands of dollars of chametz gomer. He sold it to the guy. Mechir is chametz. Say, had the mechir, yeah. Chol HaMoed is a big fire in his house. He's starting to save things. His clothes, everything. Balagan. He starts saving everything. He said, what are you doing? He's not helping the guy. Oh, you got it. Now the kid. So Rav Shlomo Zalman had one shayla that it's pushed at a problem because it's Yisuri Hanok. This guy's being nena from chametz.
It's being nena.
Because he's planning to get this chametz back after Pesach.
Helping his enemy before
so he munches on whether it was legit that the guy saved the guy's chametz from the fire. But then he had another problem. He says, by saving that chametz, goyim l'mamen. Goyim l'mamen. This is goyim l'mamen. You want? And again, same vort. It's this that it's your chametz from afterwards is a different cheshbon. It's not the achrayis itself that goes into the goyim l'mamen. One other, there's a few others. I want to pick one other case. It's the gave him a sigil later on. You have chametz of hekdesh. What?
The guy has to give it back.
The guy has to give it back. I think what they do is the deal with the guy. If the guy doesn't give it back, he has to pay like a font. They have it worked out. There was a story where the guy said he doesn't want to take it back. Anyways, there's a whole mess with the guy in Abu Ghosh, right? You know? But the pashas, they have it worked out that the guy gives it back. Hekdesh. You have chametz of hekdesh. You're right, Rabbi, you're on chametz of hekdesh. You know everybody, your own chametz of hekdesh? No. Shalacherim v'shal gavoyim. You have chametz of hekdesh in your house. What are you supposed to do with the 2 hours before Pesach? You're supposed to sell it? There's a whole confusing thing that really you're supposed to sell it. Really you're supposed to sell it.
You sell it. I think you should get to be paid there.
No. That's not, okay, I don't have a work that. Okay, I'm going to hold on one. I have to see this on Dafok. This idea that I'm saying, and if you want to count them, we have Gazlan, a halva, hafrashas chala, chametz of the goy that's burning, and there's another case with hekdesh that because you really should have taken care of it, there's an achrayis at the hekdesh, and again it's the same part again and again, that goyim l'mamin k'mamin domi, that it's considered that the chetz is yours is only when the achrayis was that you took achrayis on the chetz, you're a shomer on the thing, and when you're going to be paying him when you can't do the herzel is because of the achrayis of smear that you took upon yourself. But if you owe this guy money, because you stole from him, because you borrowed from him, because you have a backup on a fresh eschala, because you made a mechira to a goy and you have to take care of the mechira, or various other assorted things, and yes, in cheshbon, it's goy or lamamin, so as we asked in the beginning of this year, when you mazik chametz of a goy, flat out, that's also goy or lamamin. That's not the goy or lamamin that we're talking about in the
sukkah.
One
critical question.
What?
No goy do you.
Oh, there's no way to sell. No. A shout out, Mazel Tov, to our Ephraim, became 19.